it is. It's the time when we let down our hair. The moon is high and we are lunatics now. It's safe harbor. It's dark 30. That means it's time to turn off the radio if there are kiddies around or you are easily offended, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Offending all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now. In the studio with producer Hardwood Forrest Connor and investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. I almost sounded like Rob from Holland. I think I nailed it that time, huh?
You were close.
There's something deep and guttural that comes from Rob from Holland. You're going to give me something to drink now. Yeah, he's got an anchor to the earth inside of him.
Yes. Yes.
But seriously, folks, turn off the radio if you don't want to hear some things that are a little more outrageous, because that's what we dig into this hour. That's why we save it for late at night. And you love it, don't you, Investigator Shelley Wright? I mean, all these people come into your shop, and they want to talk about the Dark 30 Hour, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
They never bring up anything specific. I think maybe they're...
they're embarrassed?
I don't know if they're embarrassed.
They could be.
Or they're afraid that I might be embarrassed.
Uh-huh.
But I tell them that I cannot be held responsible for anything I say.
Well, they don't know Shelley Wright then, if they're...
if they think I'm going to be offended.
How are things going over there at Wright's Coin Shop, Shelley?
Busy, busy, busy. It's wonderful. Wall-to-wall people. I couldn't find a parking spot in my own shop the other day. So that was a
wow.
good thing.
That's amazing.
It is. And I don't think that people realize that the things that we have out in the cases, we have dealers, other coin dealers that come from all over the United States, and they buy coins from us.
Uh-huh.
And it's the same coins that are available to anybody else. So, you know, we don't have some special little section just for you know, other coin dealers that nobody else can see. You know, it's available to other people who like to collect. So.
Well, you and I have a little bit of the same problem, and that is folks don't necessarily realize that October is not only the busy season for you and me, but it's busy for our whole area.
It is.
We're slammed right now.
We are.
To the max.
We are.
And I can understand why you would go to your own shop and say, oh, man, I can't even park here.
Exactly.
And so... what's special? What's going on there? Why should people go to Wright's Coin Shop?
Because this month, this is our 40th year in business.
Yeah, that's right.
We are the biggest coin dealer in Western North Carolina, the full-service coin dealer, so we can help you with anything. And we have so much that we have bought. We have so much that we have put out. So many things. You could come every day of the week and see something new.
And we always tell folks that when we do this segment, we're not talking to people who have been to Wright's Coin Shop, because we don't need to. They always come back. We're talking to people who haven't been. Mm-hmm. If you've never bought a coin, this is your opportunity. Call up Shelley, go by the shop, check it out. I mean, how can people find you, Shelley?
Come see me at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
And if you're on 40, you take exit 51 and then go left.
Yes, about a mile and a half. We're on the right-hand side. We have a huge sign at the road.
Mm-hmm. And what's your phone number there?
It is 828-298-5402.
Again, if you want to harass Shelley, it doesn't matter. You can call. During business hours, she's very tolerant. She will take any... You've had that before, Shelley.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I know who my heavy breathers are.
Write this number down. 828-298-5402. And, of course, everybody jumps on the Internet these days to find maps and like, confirm directions. The website is WrightsCoinShop.com. That's WRIGHTS. There's no apostrophe there. WrightsCoinShop.com. Or call 828-298-5402. Right, Sean?
Yes.
Okay. That's all you got to do. It's that simple.
Easy peasy.
Shelly, you know what? Before we get to this stack of just twisted, bizarre Dark 30 news, I mentioned earlier in the show the Flaming Headless Horseman drink.
Amazing.
And I'm glad that during the break, Forrest brought up to me this Sleepy Hollow show, because otherwise I would have forgotten to go back and actually look at the recipe for this, and people would have been very miffed at me. I got the recipe here. Because it's kind of a tradition around here for some of us to do a Flaming Headless Horseman in October.
Yes.
With Halloween on the way. But here's how you can make it yourself. What you do is you fill a shot glass with one part Bailey's and one part Goldschlager. And then you top it with a dab of 151 rum. And then you carefully light that shot, toss in some nutmeg for some sparklies, right? And then you drop that flaming shot into a pint glass that's half full of your favorite pumpkin ale. Just kind of like an Irish car bomb. And, of course, that extinguishes the flame. And then you quickly down it all in one chug.
Like warm pumpkin pie.
Yeah. Make sure the flame's out, though. Because I suspect maybe human spontaneous combustion could occur otherwise.
You don't want to be a new story on here.
No, you don't want to end up on the Dark 30 Hour. Trust me. I've come so close recently so many times. Well, you have lunch every day at Wright's Coin Shop. You go out, and you probably bring back the food for everybody, don't you, sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah.
Because they trust you. They know that you have culinary experience in the area. You know the good places. Do you ever just say, today's a McDonald's day?
I do make executive
decisions. We know where this is going.
Oh, yes, you say, yeah, we know where this is going.
Well, I got a headline here, and it has two words that I actually... It actually has three words, come to think of it, that are super appropriate for this hour of the show. One word is pantsless. The other word is masturbating. And the third one is McDonald's, of course. And are you guys the least bit surprised that this comes to us from Wildwood, Florida? It had to be a Florida story, right?
Real story from Florida?
Amazing. Who would have thunk?
What? That's probably the first one we've had this year.
Those of you who listen to this show all the time, you probably think that we go out and specifically look for Florida stories, and I swear we don't do that. It's just the Florida stories are that prevalent. Wildwood, Florida. After picking up food from a McDonald's drive-through window, a pantsless 69-year-old Florida man... tried to touch a female employee and entice her to touch him.
Ew.
You getting the picture here? Yeah, it says that at first things seemed, you know, kind of normal until she, quote, turned to him to give him his change, end quote, and realized at that point he was doing that to himself. Grabbed her hand and pulled it into his vehicle. And I don't know if it's okay to say this on the radio or not, but I'm just going to throw it out there. Again, to tune out if there are kids around or you're easily offended. He said to the woman he wanted a McHand job.
I wonder how long it took him to come up with that.
I don't think that word's ever even come out of my mouth.
It's never.
I've done a lot of stuff in my life.
That's amazing.
I don't think I've ever said that word before.
I don't think you have.
He was later apprehended at a nearby gas station. He was still, he was still pantsless, and he had draped a T-shirt over his lap. Right now he's free on $500 bail, but he's scheduled to be arraigned on a misdemeanor battery charge.
A misdemeanor?
Exactly. Oh my goodness! Sometimes you don't know what to say. Here's another headline:
Safety Bandit. Yeah. This is from Texas. And this actually inspired a statewide manhunt. Panty Bandit, I say. Authorities are involved in an ongoing investigation, which involves 2 years worth of thefts, specifically of women's lingerie. They're calling this the panty robber, and they think he's responsible for the latest heist in East Texas. And this guy has, he's obsessed. They say he's connected with hundreds of break-ins all over the state of Texas, which is a big state. Over the last 2 years, all he takes are undergarments. And many homes have been victimized by the panty bandit. And right now, they have a whole task force assigned to this guy. Somewhere there's a huge collection of undies. You know, I've never bought, let me think a second. I'm pretty sure I can say this. I don't think I've ever actually bought women's underwear. Have you, Forrest?
No.
Oh, come on. You look like you have.
No.
Okay. I believe you. He's telling the truth. He passed the test. No, I don't think I ever have, which is, you know, something you, I don't know, it's kind of creepy to buy women underwear, I guess. So, Shelley, how much does, like, a pair of panties cost these days?
It depends on what you get. I mean, there's some really nice stuff out there that's pretty expensive. I like the expensive, pretty ones.
Well, how expensive is expensive?
I mean, you can, well...
Go on, you're on the radio, spit it out.
You can spend 30, 40, 50.
Really?
I mean, you can spend a lot of money, especially if it's like a matching set or...
Wow.
Yeah, there's some really nice underwear out there.
So this is big business, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not Rob my underwear drawer.
You're just enticing. You're asking for it.
I'm asking for it.
Yeah. I know you have a gun. I know.
What I'm saying is, there's some nice stuff out there.
Well, look, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, I don't know how we're going to make it through this stack of news, but I have a story, and Forrest might be interested in this. It involves a wedding and a naked man. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
The neighborhood was changing. Strange
Joshua P. Warren, this is when you should turn off the radio. If you don't want to hear some potentially outrageous material, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, that's why we save this for late at night, okay? So just tune out. It's that simple. Just change the dial if you don't want to hear this kind of thing. But we consider it a bit of our duty to deliver the news that you might not hear so much about in the mainstream the rest of the week. Let me also remind you, it's getting a bit nippy out there, and winter, it'll be here before you know it. Wouldn't you like to know you don't have to worry about your power going out, and maybe you'd like to save a lot of money in the meantime as well? Go to sunshinesimple.com and learn about the world's most powerful solar generator for the lowest and best price, guaranteed. It was created by my team. Okay, it began as something I wanted for myself, and now we've sold them all around the world. Just go watch the video there at sunshinesimple.com, and you will see why that I don't pay much for my power, and I always know that I've got reliable power right there. Never runs out of fuel. sunshinesimple.com. In the studio here with producer Hardwood Forrest Connor, we have investigator Shelley Wright. Here's a story from Lincoln, Nebraska. A Lincoln man stands accused of indecent exposure after allegedly stripping naked in front of a church and crashing a wedding. The officer apparently says it happened outside of St. Mary's Catholic Church, where they were called about an uninvited man who pulled up in a pickup truck and got out tossing lettuce at people, saying he was there to feed the animals. A wedding goer said the man got back in his truck and drove 150 feet before he stopped, got out, and stood there naked, shooting at the people attending the outdoor wedding. Well, this 36-year-old man was quickly arrested, and now he's in a lot of trouble. Throwing lettuce. It actually says tossing lettuce. You know, I was at a restaurant a few days ago, and the waitress comes up and she says, "Hey, would you like a tossed salad?" Now, Forrest, I see you laughing when I say that.
Yes.
Because you're thinking the same thing I'm thinking, right?
Probably.
I'm not going to explain what a tossed salad is on the radio.
Right.
But every time somebody says, I mean, you've been there, a waitress or a waiter comes up and says, "Would you like a tossed salad?"
Right.
We're thinking the same thing, aren't we?
Well, there's no denying.
You know, yeah. It's granted, I'm not in elementary school anymore, but I can't help it. Shelley, are you on the same page?
Yes.
Are you really? You understand what a tossed salad is, right? Like a tossed. You know, I think that's one of the cool things about life. Is sometimes you reconnect with your child. Like, give me a break. I don't see how the waitress or the waiter doesn't crack up when they're like, "Would you like a tossed salad?" Yeah, I'll take one. I always order it, even if I don't want it. How can you say no to that? Am I out of line here? Maybe I'm just sleep deprived.
Let's not dwell on it. Let's move on.
Okay. I will take that as good advice from a radio professional. Well, how about this story from Dayton, Ohio? It's about a restaurant. They call it a burrito restaurant. I'm thinking, burrito? You mean Mexican restaurant, right? What's a burrito? Like, we only have burritos.
Well,
yeah?
I mean, places like Moe's or like in town, Neo Burrito or Urban Burrito. It's pretty much just a burrito restaurant.
Well, I guess if you have burrito in your name.
Right.
Yeah, okay. I got you. Let's see, an employee at a burrito place in Dayton, Ohio, called police about 5:45 p.m., reporting a man urinating on the patio.
That's no good.
Says he opened his pants, well, that's good at least, and urinated through the fence
in plain view of everyone in the restaurant and came close to peeing on the food of two patrons.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Man was gone when police arrived, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, eventually, the cops caught up with him and said, why did you do it? And he said, well, you know, I went there to get high, get a buzz, and play with myself because people here are fun and laugh when I clown around.
Okay.
I guess he found out that there's a consequence for that kind of entertainment. He was 38 years old. You know, around here, there are a lot of Mexican restaurants in Western North Carolina, and it's great. I love it.
I do, too.
Yeah, but I've never seen such a thing as that.
And I never want to.
We keep waiting for the day that Shelly comes into the studio and says, okay, it finally happened at Wright's Coin Shop. Here's one from North Queensland, Australia. Headline, old man burgles home in a woman's swimsuit. A North Queensland woman returned home to the bizarre scene of an extremely overweight male thief relaxing by her pool, coffee in hand, wearing her female neighbor's one-piece swimsuit. After being caught in the act, the man told the woman he'd broke into her home to return two jackets he'd stolen the previous day because they didn't fit. You keeping up with this? It's like a little soap opera here.
It is.
He had apparently broken in before and wanted to return. Okay. See, the man had allegedly stolen the green one-piece swimsuit and a gown from a nearby property. And he said that he liked to do this because he liked to dress up as his favorite singer, Madonna. Madonna, yeah. Well, he's going to be appearing in court soon. Let's see. Next story comes to us from Lake County, Florida. A woman was arrested and accused of dancing in a vulgar manner in front of a school bus full of kids. You thought I was going to say a bar or something, right? No, it's a school bus full of kids. She's 27. Grabbed herself, screaming profanities at a school bus, waiting to turn at an intersection and exposing herself. A deputy said that she, quote, bent over at the waist, holding her ankle with one hand, with her skirt up over her back, dancing and exposing herself to the bus. The deputy said the other hand was grasping her, you know what, end quote. And she also was yelling at all of them to look at her. Everybody on the bus was looking all right, and they were looking in horror. This was not a pretty sight. So they say this woman has a history of complaints, and she actually also has been, over the years, banned from multiple businesses, but no criminal charges till now. I guess she finally got what was coming to her. Oh, my goodness. Oh, how about this? A dating site. A new dating site is out. And, it's called ghostsingles.com. Shelly, you're single, are you? Or do you have a boyfriend? I don't know. What's your status?
I'm seeing someone.
Okay, so, all right. Well, okay. That's too bad, because I know you're into ghosts.
Yeah.
And I figured, well, ghost singles might be right for, you know, a ghost hunter.
Uh-huh.
And you're a ghost hunter.
Uh-huh.
When we come back from the break, I'll tell you about this new site for people who want to date. And apparently, though, it's not about just, like, bringing people together who are into ghosts. It's about dating ghosts. Yeah. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. This is Speaking of Strange. Mm-hmm.
walking in his woods. Wife, Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Oh! What big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive horse mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you far away. Sheet suit on. Till I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Big heart I have, the better to love you with, Little Red Riding Hood. Even bad wolves can be good. I'll try to keep satisfied just to walk close by your side. Maybe you'll see things my way before we get to Grandma's place.
It's a Halloween edition of Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to what we call the Dark 30 Hour. And we saved this for late at night for obvious reasons, really, because we are digging into the more outrageous and controversial news. And I assure you, it's not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. And tune out if you fall into those categories or scenarios. And let me also remind you that being a Halloween edition, I travel a lot. And this October, however, I am in Asheville, and I am going to be personally hosting some tours. So if you want to come meet me and take a tour, well, I wrote Asheville's first book of ghost stories called Haunted Asheville. Just go to hauntedasheville.com, and you can find out when you can take a tour with me. In fact, I'll be doing one tomorrow night, hauntedasheville.com. Okay, I mentioned before the break this weird new website. And, you know, you read stories like this, and you think, are people just doing this for publicity, or are they serious? Are you searching for a soulmate but failed to find one in this life? Well, don't let that get in the way. You go to this website called ghostsingles.com. I haven't even been there yet. Maybe I should visit it before I say it on the radio, but okay, too late now. They say, hey, look at Shelly. She's just, boom, boom, boom. She's on it.
What is it again? Ghost?
Ghostsingles.com. Tell us what you find.
Okay.
According to this story here, all you need to think about these days are questions like, does my butt look too transparent? Oh, come on. They say, it doesn't matter. You might be able to date anybody. You could date Marilyn Monroe or Marie Antoinette, even Cleopatra. If you, how dumb is it? You know what?
I found
it. I'm, like, jealous because I should have thought of this. You know what I'm saying, Forrest? It's like, this is the type of business that I would be perfect for. Okay, I'm looking it up right now, too.
Oh, here.
You got it?
Yeah.
Does it look legit?
Are you kidding me?
Okay, I got it down to seriously. It's a ghost dating site. Oh, man. I should have thought of this 10 years ago.
Final note, if you're mortal, this isn't the dating site for you. No offense.
And there's like a picture of, I don't know, like Zelda Fitzgerald or somebody. She's disappearing. God, how dumb. But it's going to work. I know it's going to work. You can search for males or females, whatever age. You can search for how they died. Okay.
Oh, you know, they do have their standards. They do not accept zombies or vampires.
Oh, well, that's good. They have an ethical company. Here's a story from Los Angeles, California. There has been a lawsuit filed because a guy apparently went to a major store, bought a phone for his teenage son, and when the son got it, he discovered that it was full of basically naked pictures of the employees at the store. Yes, this story is so real that I'm not even going to give the name out. It says it was packaged, you know, as if it was supposed to be the real deal. But the story says, after a few minutes, the boy started asking, "Dad, what's this?" When the father looked at the telephone in his son's hand, to his shock, horror, and disgust, the child was looking at pornographic, they say, photos and videos contained on one of the newly purchased phones.
So he traded with his son.
Probably.
He said, "Dad, I wanted a 4G plan." Not a... Never mind.
What shocked him most was the fact he recognized all the people there because they were all store employees that he'd just been, you know, interacting with. Images and video included full body naked as well as genital focused graphic pictures and videos. Wow.
Oh my.
That's another term I don't know that I've ever actually said genital focused before. That's hyphenated, by the way.
Okay.
Genital focused. We're just making all kinds of history tonight.
We are.
Yeah, that's L.A. Okay. What's happening here in, Ocala, Florida.
Yeah.
Says here, it's a Walmart story. We love a good Walmart story. It's like a Mickey D's story.
Walmart and Florida in the same story.
How can you go wrong? You know this is going to be good. Something suspicious went on in the apparel department of the Walmart there. Started when a bald-headed elderly man wearing bright red lipstick and a dress started wandering around the store and acting as strange as he looked. The security guard spotted this man wearing rose blush, cherry red lipstick, and dressed as a woman, and watched him popping off the tags of several items. Apparently this 80-year-old man had more than $800 in his wallet, and they caught him trying to steal these items and stuff them away into his little you-know-what. When they booked him, he was still wearing lipstick, and they asked him, "Why? Why are you doing this? Why are you trying to steal this stuff?" And he said, "I don't know. I'm just having a weird night."
I guess that's as good a reason as any.
At least it's honest, you know.
It's
I guess.
Honest.
Yeah. Doesn't know. This is interesting. This is from Massachusetts, but before I say the name, let me spell it for us. L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R.
Lester.
I'd call it Lester. How about you, Shelley?
Yeah.
some people call it Leicester. It's like a big controversy around here because we have an area very close to here, and it's spelled the same way, and the locals call it Leicester, and newcomers call it Leicester or Leicester.
But we know what you mean.
Yeah. Let's see here. A Massachusetts woman in Leicester there is turning heads. I wonder if they do call it Leicester there. That'd be interesting to check into. She's turning heads. Whether it's riding her bike or driving her car, well, she's doing it topless. Cops said, quote, "We did have people coming into the lobby and calling on the phone. Vehicles driving by with people taking pictures. And one vehicle turned around to take even more pictures. We have one car accident we are sure she caused." Officers confronted her, but she wasn't arrested. Why? Well, she was actually wearing a pair of pasties, they say. Little, you know, flesh-colored stickers that partially cover her up, and she said she knew her rights, and she was not backing down. A noble cause, eh? What's more noble than that? And before we go to our break here, Lakeland, Florida. A Lakeland choreographer is accused of making some strange moves in his car. Deputies said that a man who had been hired by the Plant City High School Band Booster Club as the choreographer allegedly sat his car wearing only a gray sleeveless t-shirt while exposing his private parts. A number of people saw what he was up to, and they say that when they walked by, he was jerking his hips back and forth and doing a little dirty dancing. So he's in trouble right now. Not a good move. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the three stories I've saved for, yes, the end of the show, the end of the Dark 30 Hour. And maybe if you were in my position, you would have saved these three for the end as well. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You are listening to Speaking of Strange. Wrapping up tonight's Speaking of Strange. The Dark 30 Hour. I am Joshua P. Warren. It is an Halloween edition, and keep in mind, well, next week, barring a ball game, we will have the Halloween edition of the show, and maybe we'll have some surprises in store. We kind of pride ourselves on trying to do up Halloween here on the air, and we are glad that you're spending your evenings with us. Okay, well, before I get to these stories, let me remind you, since it's Halloween, if you want to see some freaky ghost photos and video clips, go to joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com, and look at World's Wildest Ghost Photos. Being the Dark 30 Hour, you should tune out if you are easily offended, or if there are kids around. You know, this is not for you. We'll be done in just a few minutes. A court in Sweden has ruled it is acceptable to masturbate in public as long as it is not directed at anyone. The ruling came in a landmark judgment following a case brought against a man seen touching himself on a beach. He's 65 years old. He dropped his shorts and, you know what he did. And they basically said that as long as he was not directing it at another human being, it's his freedom. He can do that. I kind of see the logic in that. You groaned, Forrest.
Yeah.
Well, you should be all for this. Why are you groaning? Well, yeah, you've masturbated on the beach, right?
Well, that's beside the point.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Fine. I mean, if you can't direct it at someone...
What's the point, right?
Exactly.
Well, you know, Yale is where the Skull and Bones secret society exists.
Yes.
So here's a story from Yale. They have an interesting problem there, and they call it the poopitrator. Yale University students are being terrorized by the poopitrator. They're tightening security because somebody is defecating in the laundry room dryers there. And it says here, numerous incidents have happened, and nobody wants their clean clothes to smell like that. It says, quote, we have asked our students not to leave their laundry unattended. The affected machines have been thoroughly disinfected, and we are actively seeking information about who the perpetrator might be. Now, of course, that is interesting enough. In fact, one student named Lucy, a sophomore, says, quote, I simultaneously want to throw up, cry, and punch someone. But there's an update to this story. The update says the perpetrator has now hung feces-stained clothes all around the Yale campus and sent an anonymous email to the Yale Daily News with photos. One Twitter user posted a photo of the stained clothing before university employees took them down, and he said, my pooping powers are endless. I shall rain down my evil pooping powers all over this university, and you are powerless to stop me. That's quite a superhero. Yeah, that's a super skill.
That's a superpower, huh?
Yeah. Last story from Lake Orion, Michigan. You ever go and read an eye chart and it says A, P, E, N, I, S? Probably not. Well, maybe it would in Michigan. A Michigan optometrist is facing indecent exposure charges for allegedly luring a female customer who had just received new contact lenses into his office so she could witness him masturbating. Here we go again. 48 years old. The 33-year-old victim told cops she had gone there, was lured in, she got drops in her eyes, and she sensed something just didn't feel right. She said, my eyes were far from clear, but I could still see what he was doing when he asked me to read the eye chart on the wall beside him. Well, 2020, that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I'm Joshua P. Warren with producer Forrest Connor. We thank Brian Hall, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free email, newsletter, Twitter, all that stuff there. Till next time, you are commanded!